T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some of the best high school basketball in the Midwest is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. It's the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to the Fan High School Insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. That first hour was great. I want to thank Dan Wandry and Jerry and Patty Holman, Kyle Feger, and Jason Treutler, head coach at Racine Horlick. Again, the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase going on up at Brook Central. If you want to watch good basketball today, head up to Brookfield Central and support this Memorial Showcase. And we continue to do this year after year. We're now getting ready for our current electric superhero of the week.
What makes someone a superhero? They can leap tall buildings in a single bound? No. Faster than a speeding bullet? No. More powerful than a locomotive? Absolutely not. Let us introduce you to what we believe superheroes are really about. It's time for the current electric superhero of the week.
Our current electric superhero of the week, let me tell you how I came about this young man. I was at the West Bend East Campbell Sport basketball game, and I was in a section all by myself. And just at the section next to me was a guy that had a Campbell Sport jacket on or shirt on. And I said, hey, are you a coach? Because I was thinking about, should find out about some youth sports going on in Campbell Sport. And he said, no, I'm the principal. I said, oh, I need to talk to you. And he kind of gave me a look like, you got to be kidding. I don't want an uncle or a parent or something yelling at me for anything. And then I started talking to him about our current electric superhero of the week, and he said, I got somebody. I know exactly who I would do. I've got a lot of really good seniors in this, but with what you have just said to me, Nicholas Tim would be the guy. So our current electric superhero of the week from Campbell Sport High School is Nicholas Tim. Nicholas, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Hey, your 4 years at Campbell Sport been really good. High honor roll, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year. You were the homecoming king. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Hey, that was fun, right?
Yeah, that was awesome. I was definitely not expecting it, but it was definitely one of those really awesome surprises.
You know, here's the other thing. You know, we've had a lot of athletes that have been on. Then we've had some people that haven't been involved in athletics but have really been involved, you know, in choir or drama, and not a lot of combination of the two. So Nicholas has been involved cross country, track. He's bowling right now. He's lettered 2 years in that. He's been a lot of success in cross country and track. He's also involved in the show choir, and that's really cool. He medaled at state as a solo his junior year. That's a good combination, Nicholas. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've done in the classroom. 3.75 GPA. Again, I talked about high honor roll all 4 years. You've taken a number of AP classes, physics and language, calculus. Those AB classes, they'll push you a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, they definitely demand a lot.
Hey, when you take a look at some of the things that you have done throughout the community and the volunteer work, 70-plus hours of community service, you know, when you're talking about helping out the library over the summer, you know, caroling around the town on Small Business Saturday, help work and restock concession stands during and after sporting events. You play the school mascot at the golf outing. That, look, to going from, you know, singing to playing the mascot, again, that's a wide variety of things that you're doing. Let me ask you, as I ask every one of our current electric superheroes of the week, the idea of giving back to the community and having that service leadership heart, where does that come from for you?
Well, it kind of started when I moved here. I was around 5. I moved here from Jackson, and I met a lot of new people. Most of them were, you know, my teachers, my friends, all my coaches and stuff. It helped, like, push me to be better version of myself, and now I wanted to just use what I've learned from those to lead what I can and give back to everyone that helped me.
That's awesome, Nicholas. I'm glad, because, you know, it does. It, that whole line of it takes a village, right? It does. To be able to show you what it takes to have a servant leadership heart and to have other people in the community, you know, show that to you as a young child, I think is really important. Hey, when I talked about you being involved in drama, you're just not involved. I mean, you're really involved in that, correct?
Yeah, I've done that 3 out of the 4 years of high school, and it's been fun. I love it. I love acting, and I love singing and doing all that kind of stuff.
What musicals have you been involved in?
Freshman year, I did the we did Footloose for the CYO musical, and this year we're doing Meet Me in St. Louis.
Man, how fun is that? And where do you find the time to get to rehearsal?
Most of the time, it doesn't overlap with anything, surprisingly, but you just got to make the time to get your lines down, get all your songs memorized, and...
Say, yeah. So you're an athlete, right? You're involved in the choir, in drama, and you still have time to work. You're working at Blue Door Coffee. You've worked farm work the summer of 2019. So you obviously can multitask because you've been taking care of, you know, your grades throughout every year that you've been in high school. What are the plans for you next year? Do you have those in place yet?
I haven't decided on a college yet, but I'm trying to pick between Platteville and Oshkosh, and I'm looking towards something in the engineering field or maybe something with SolidWorks.
With what?
SolidWorks. It's a 3D design thing on the computer that you can use to make parts or assemblies and make things with it.
Hey, Nicholas, nobody that knows me is surprised that I asked what that was, just so you know. Nobody that knows me is even shaking their head like, how did he not know what that is? Man, good for you. I'm sure that the future just is so bright for you. Parents got to be really, really proud of you. What's your mom and dad's names?
Chris and Joy.
Chris and Joy have got to be just so proud of the young man that you have become. And you want to talk about a kid that's involved in pretty much every part of this high school. You know, from athletics to choir to the drama department to, you know, all of it. It's really, really impressive. And he was the homecoming king, takes all these AP classes, been involved in the National Honor Society, has given back to this community of Campbellsport. And as we do say every week, I think we say this, if half of these current electric superheroes of the week, they go away to college and they come back into our community and they're the leaders in our community, we're going to be just fine. And I put Nicholas Tim from Campbellsport right in that group. If he goes away to college and comes back and he's part of our community, we're going to be just fine. Nicholas, I thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on being this week's current electric superhero of the week.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
You bet. You did great, Nicholas. Well done. You can go on the Current Electric Facebook page, take a look at a picture of Nicholas and the bio that he sent me and all the great things that he has done, that he is doing now and some of the thought on the future plans. It's all right there at the Kern Electric Facebook page. And Nicholas Timp from Campbellsport High School is our superhero of the week. We're going to get to a break. On this side of the break, Ryan Johnson, head basketball coach at Greendale High School, will join us. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I thought we'd play Get Jiggy with it because... Our next guest, I don't know why Ryan Johnson and Get Jiggy With It goes hand in hand, but I figured I'd give it a shot. Our next guest, the head basketball coach at Greendale, Ryan Johnson. Ryan, what's going on?
How's it going? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate it.
For the record, I think I can get jiggy with it.
Yeah, I think. Hey, I've seen you on the sidelines, man. You get jiggy with it a little bit. Yeah, I mean, not a lot of rhythm, but you try. You try.
I try my best, right? You know?
Yeah, and rightfully so. Hey, Coach, all kidding aside, thank you so much for coming on. As we really highlight, promote, and celebrate the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase, I know that you played ball with him at an early age, and like me, you missed the heck out of that young man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I got to know Luke way back when I was in third and fourth grade, you know, playing, you know, junior Panthers, junior Lancer type stuff. With the Brookfield Magic, and his dad coached it. We got to grow up, you know, all the way into college playing against each other, played with each other a couple times too. And it's just, he was such a great guy, such a great kid. Obviously, we all miss him dearly. And it's such a great event that Brookfield Central puts on with Dan. And, you know, every year that they have it, we're happy to be a part of it. And we had the 9 a.m. game this morning. We were able to come away with a victory, and you know, it's just it's a great day of basketball.
Man, good for you. What was it? You guys played West Bend East today?
Yeah, West Bend East. We were down 9 late in the second half. Ended up making a great comeback. Noah Roeder hit a big three with like 12 seconds left or so, and we ended up winning by one. So it was a good start to the Saturday.
Coach, it's hard. Like, people, I don't know if people understand how difficult sometimes playing a 9 a.m. game. You guys, you know, you played last night. against a really talented Wisconsin Lutheran team.
Yeah.
And you got to come back and probably get a walkthrough at 6:30?
Yeah, I think it was the best thing for us to play. You know, we got beat pretty good by Wisco, who's talented as all heck, you know, one of the best teams in the state. And it's one of those things where, you know, in the locker room, we would just talk, you know, put it behind us. We got a quick turnaround. We had a shoot around this morning at 7, did some scouting report film, and then made our way out to Brookfield here and, you know, played, got a win, and, you know, able to kind of flush the loss last night, bounce back win today, and good job heading into the rest of the weekend.
Boy, I'll tell you what, thank goodness for that kid to hit that three, and you're right. It doesn't feel nearly as bad, you know, to have to play that early and to get beat last night and then come back and get a win today. It just makes the weekend a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah, it's a different feel coming in, you know, as opposed to back-to-back losses, you get a win. You know, and Noah's such a great kid, like he's such a hard worker. One of those senior kids who didn't get a lot of time last year, steps up in the big moment, works his tail off. And, you know, it was great to see. And we have another senior, Zach Sheridan, come up with 8 points, 8 assists. And our freshman, who's talented as all heck, Devin, he had ended up with 19 for us. So it was a good overall win, good mix of young guys, old guys. It was just, like you said, great win. I mean, you know what it's like, you know, being a coach for so long. You know, you get a rough loss, sometimes the best thing to do is just get right back at it and see what happens.
Yeah, and look, when that happens, and then all of a sudden you guys are in the locker room cheering, everybody's high-fiving, you know, that can turn a season around, coach.
Oh, absolutely, especially in games when you're down late in the second half, you know. You know, I mean, you know how it is. It's sort of a mental aspect, right? Like, where's your team mentally when you can able to come back from down 8-9 points with 6 minutes left? You don't fold, you don't waver, you keep your head high, playing to the end, and that's what we did. And I'm just proud of the seniors, proud of the young guys, proud of the entire team for the difficult turnaround after a rough game. And, you know, to do it at an event like this with Luke, you know, it's just special because he meant so much to so many people. You know, it's just a great thing. Great to be a part of it.
Hey, when you played with him when he was younger, did he look you off a lot? Because, boy, I tell you, Luke sure likes shooting the ball.
I didn't play with him a ton, just a couple AAU tournaments here and there. But I tell you what, when you tried to guard him, it was tough sledding because not only was he good as heck, but you had those other guys with, like, Joe Thomas and Steve Johnson and Ben Strickland on this court. So, you know, running into a Joe Thomas screen when Luke's bearing a three, I tell you what, it's not fun. And I think I'm still sore to it to this day.
And, hey, you know what? I watched him as a young kid. He talked smack. Like,
And he backed it up, too. You know, he would hit a three in your face, and he would let you know about it.
He would tell you, I'm going to hit a three right on you. And
absolutely,
he'd hit it, and he'd just smirk at you. I was like, I would watch him, and he was a young kid. I'd say, Luke, you got to quit talking like that. He'd say, but that makes it fun for me, coach.
Exactly, and that's what was so great, too. Like, it was never malicious behavior. It was just, he just loved the game so much, and it was so fun to him. You know, it's such a great thing that, you know, how much he cared about basketball, and it's just, it's a great way to honor him and his legacy and all the great things he did in his life.
Hey, Ryan, I used to tell people, and you'll agree with this, he three steps over half court, he thought he was in range.
Oh, yeah. You know, you talk about guys like Damian Lillard shooting stuff from the logo. That was Luke.
Yes.
So that was Luke as a high school kid. You know, a high school kid hitting the logo shots. I mean, it was incredible.
And, yeah, he would miss one, and I would hear his coach going, What are you doing? Well, I was open. Well, you're open because you're at the logo. Yeah, but they're leaving
absolutely.
Me open, coach. I could hit this shot all day long. I just loved watching him play, and I would sit and just shake my head at him sometimes, and he'd hit a couple in a row and look at me like, hey, I told you I was hitting today.
Man,
he was
so he was so fun to watch. Not always fun to play against, but really fun to play with, too. You know, it's just such a joy because – his positivity just beamed to everybody. You know, he was always just so happy playing the game of basketball.
Coach, and there's, look, you've been around too for a while, and I was around for a really long time. You know, far and few between, do you find kids that are absolute gym rats that just absolutely love the game, whether it's at a practice, a shoot around at you know, in a game where there's 15 people in the stands, or there's a game that's, you know, sold out, that kid just loved having the ball in his hands and getting on the court.
Oh yeah, and you know, he lived for it. He loved it. You know, and when the lights were the brightest, that's when he shined the most too. You know, he didn't waver from those big time opportunities. You know, way back in fourth grade, hitting game winners out in Waukesha somewhere, to, you know, when he played at the state tournament, to then, you know, playing all the way at, you know, Milwaukee and then lacrosse. You know, it's just big time shots everywhere he went.
And, you know, Dan said to me Dan Wandry, the head coach at Brooks Central, said, look, Ryan Johnson from Greendale said to me, every year that I'm at Greendale, if you're doing this, I'm in.
100%. Without a doubt, we will always be a part of it. You know, Jerry and Patty are just great people. And, like, you know, I've known them since I was 8, 9, 10 years old. And still talk to Jerry and see him to this day. And it's a great event. And like I said, every year that they have it, we'll be in it. And we look forward to it, too.
Hey, Coach, you know, maybe it's the older I get. And when I look at conferences, I just talked to Jason, the head coach at Racine Horlick. Talked to Kyle, the head coach at Germantown. Dan, the head coach at Brooks Central. And I'm like, now I'm looking at the Woodland West, and it's kind of like, man, maybe this is the best conference. When you look at Wisconsin Lutheran and Pewaukee up at the top of your conference, and then the middle of the conference with West Allis Central and New Berlin West and Pius, and then Greendale and New Berlin Eisenhower that are tough outs, man.
It's crazy. And the top-end teams like a Pewaukee and a Wisco, who obviously can beat anybody in the state, West Allis Central is no slouch, but you know, the teams are good, but you look at the individual talents. I mean, Pewaukee's got 4 scholarship kids. Wisco's got, you know, Khan, another scholarship kid. West Allis Central has 2 or 3 scholarship kids. Then another kid going to Stevens Point. I mean, it's basketball studs everywhere you look, you know, and it's never a night off. And, you know, I think it makes us tougher individually as a program, you know, when we play some of these other games, you know, like today, because, you know, they're not afraid, right? You know, you go against the Nick Janowski, the Ashton Janowskis of the world, the Milans, the Con Knipples. You know, you're going up against not only the best in the state, but the best in the country at sometimes, you know? So I think it helps us prepare for the tournament sometimes and some other games. And, you know, it's a grind every night, and you know you got to bring it if you're going to try to compete.
Yeah, you know what? You're not going to be able to roll out the ball in any of those games and just kind of expect to get a win. The Wisconsin Lutheran team last week was our team of the week, our UW Credit Union team of the week, and I got a chance to go over and talk to some of those kids, talk to their team, and hand off this trophy. And I told them, and you know this, Coach, they're not sneaking up on anybody anymore.
No. And it's you know, you look at their kids too, you know, when we play them, you know, and this is a credit to Coach Waltz. I mean, they're such great kids. Like, they're great people, at least from afar. You know, obviously I don't know them personally, but they're so respectful. They, you know, they cheer on each other. They're respectful to our kids. You know, there's just no punks in that group whatsoever. Obviously I don't know them on a personal level, but, you know, Waltz and Burkemper, they're running great programs, and, you know, they're running great people too, which is a testament to them as well.
Yeah. Hey, how long have you been the head coach at Greendale?
This is my 10th year.
Oh, man.
Crazy. Crazy. I got the job when I was 26. Now I'm 37.
Man, a lot's changed in those 10 years for you.
My daughter was an infant at the time. Now she's in fourth grade, and my son's now in kindergarten. It's crazy how fast it flies. I mean, to this day, I remember the Jordan Perez's, the Josh Michaels playing at the state tournament.
Man.
You know, it seems like it was yesterday, but man, oh man, it's a long time ago when you think of all the games that we've had since.
It's unbelievable. And I just said, you know, days go fast and days go slow, years go fast. And it's just a fact. You know, you start talking that you've been there 10 years, that makes me laugh because I still think you're one of the young guns, but
yeah,
you've been there not so much anymore.
It's crazy, right? Now all of a sudden there's younger guys coming through, and you know, I'm starting to creep up into that middle-aged old guy, you know, been around too long. And this is the truth, because when I started, you know, Clawson was at Pius, Scheidegger at Eisenhower, Lewiston at New Berlin West, and, you know, now we're just recycling people and coaches, and it's good, it's fun, and it's, it's crazy at the same time.
Man, it is. Hey, I really appreciate you know, the love that you had for Luke Holman. And when I asked Dan, you know, get me a couple of guys, and the fact that you and Jason and Kyle all responded so quickly, just saying, absolutely, hey, look, whatever time you want me, I'm on, and I would love to talk about being part of the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase. Ryan, I can't thank you so much, and I got a feeling a year from now, you and I will be connecting again, and hopefully, you know, you'll come in a good mood again like you are today.
Absolutely. That's the plan, and that makes it so much better. You know how it is.
Yeah, 100%. He is Ryan Johnson, the head coach at Greendale High School. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time. We're going to get you a break. Other side of the break, our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week will join us. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan.
So who is this week's Student Athlete of the Week? Who's making a difference in their community, in their classroom, and on the court? Let's meet the Pick and Save High School Student Athlete of the Week, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
This week's Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week, he is Senior Andrew Rohde over at Brookfield Central. Andrew, we've been talking about the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase the entire show. And you guys play today, and it's been a pleasure to talk about the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase. You didn't know Luke because you're a young guy, but you certainly have heard a lot about him, correct?
Yes, most definitely.
Man, oh man. He had a big impact on a lot of people's lives, and I thank everybody, Coach Adams, Coach Wandry, everybody at Brookfield Central, for continuing to do the Luke Holman Memorial Showcase. Andrew, I got to tell you, if you put me in a gym, and I'm an old retired basketball coach, put me in a gym by myself for 30 minutes, I might not get 50. But against Marquette High, with guys in your face, putting hands up, trying to double you, doing all the stuff that Marquette does, put up 51, that's got to be the most points you've ever had in a game, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Did you feel something different the first half? Like, man, things are really going here?
Yeah, I mean, I scored most of my points in the second half, and obviously to begin the second half, we got down by like 16 right at the beginning, so I really just try to kind of rattle the team together and do whatever it takes to win.
So I coached over at Martin Luther the last 4 years I was coaching, and Coach Wallersheim and I are really good friends. And I said, hey, tell me about the game against Brooks Central. He said, if it wasn't for Rohde, we would have beat him. He said, every time we got close, he just took over, made, you know, got a big defensive stop, couple rebounds, couple assists, hit some buckets, and all of a sudden we're down 8-10 again. He said, man, that guy is something else. So the respect from other coaches to your game is really high right now.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Hey, I was over to see. I sat actually at the media table right next to Coach Wandry for the Brookfield East game. And what I came away from that game is a couple of things. It feels to me, and I've known Dan a long time, that he really enjoys coaching you guys. Two, sometimes he still gets pretty frustrated. And three, you know what, watching you play, I have to tell you, I texted this to Dan. I said, man, why is this kid not ready to wear red next year? And he just said, look, I'm not going to get into it. I think he's good enough to, I said, oh, he would play for the Badgers. He's a perfect fit. He's long. He doesn't mind giving the ball up, and he can shoot the heck out of the ball. And he said, if you ever talk to him, maybe he'll bring that up or talk to you about it. But he's very happy with the decision that he's made.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really love the coaches over at St. Thomas, and they believe in me, and I trust the system, and I think it will be a great fit for me where I can develop and become the best player that I can be.
Hey, Andrew, as our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week, you know, with this award, it's not always the kid that's been a 4.0 his whole life from grade school on. A lot of times it's kids that figured it out and really started to figure it out when they were in high school and said, look, I need to multitask. If I want to get to where I want to be at the next level, I have to take care of this part of my life. And it sounds to me like that's you.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. And my freshman year coming in, I was playing soccer and basketball, and balancing the time between sports and school is really difficult. But one of the things I found helpful was scheduling your whole day out, so you know you have time to do homework, and getting that homework is really important because being a student athlete is one of the most important things.
Andrew, I agree with you. Where do you think your motivation for being such a good student athlete, where do you think that has come from?
Part of it just has come from just because I've been growing up around my older siblings who they've always gotten really good grades. They've been role models for me. So I kind of wanted to be just like them and be the best like student I could be.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, siblings is sibling rivalry. That'll get you going sometimes, right?
Right, yeah, arguing about GPAs and all that stuff.
Hey, when we had Dan on, Coach Wandry on earlier in the show, he said, look, you know, that game last night against Sussex Hamilton, we were down a lot with about 5 minutes to go in the first half, and we're starting to get into this this habit of not playing very well in the beginning of games, and we might need to figure out how to stop that. That's something that's been going on for a little bit.
Yeah, so actually our past two games, we suffered from deficits to like start the game or either to start one of the halves, and we do a good job. We never give up and battling back, but obviously nobody wants to be in that situation from the start, so we definitely got some stuff to talk about and learn and grow from.
Hey, this senior year for you, did it come – really fast, and is it just flying by?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think that my freshman year with that state championship run was already 4 years ago, but I've had the pleasure of playing with some great guys this past couple of years, and they've helped me learn and grow to be where I am today.
Andrew, watching you last year on the basketball floor to watching you this year, it's like night and day. For me, as a guy that's been around the game a long time, and it seemed to be last year that you understood that you guys had some really talented seniors, and your job was to play off them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and those were the leaders of this team. But boy, I'll tell you, when they graduated, you weren't shy to say, okay, this is my team, and I'm now the senior, and everything's going to run through me.
Right, and that's one of the most important things, kind of learning your role. Obviously, last year, I didn't have a bigger role, but I played my part well, just doing whatever I could to help my team and stepped into a more leadership role this year.
Hey, Andrew, and good or bad, and I don't need to know which one it is, but did that senior class teach you some things about leadership? And again, whether it was good or bad, I don't really care as long as there were lessons that were taught.
Yeah, most definitely. And we had some really good leaders on the team last year. They really taught me how to kind of like work hard every day in practice, because every day we were going at it trying to make ourselves better, become the best team we could be. So they definitely taught me a lot of great stuff.
You know, Andrew, as coaches, we never would – we'd always say things like, look, we don't look ahead, but we plan ahead, we work ahead. You guys got a game today at 1 o'clock against a Racine Horlick team that's won 4 of their last 5. And then Tuesday night, you travel over to Wisconsin Lutheran. I'm going to be at that game, by the way. I'm not missing that game for sure. And you want to make sure you take care of your business today at home. But I'm sure that you personally have looked a little bit at some of the games coming up, and that's certainly one that I'm sure you're excited to get to.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of the games coming up, our team is really excited to play for, and you know, Coach Mondry does a good job of getting us the film on them so we can be prepared as we can.
Yeah, he's in the gym more than anybody I know. In other people's gyms, just tape and watching games, stuff like that. He's as hard a worker as there is. And I got to tell you, I had so much fun watching you guys play against Brookfield East, and I was really impressed with your game a ton. And I look forward to seeing you here next Tuesday. Good luck today. Hey, what'll happen is I'll reach out to you, and sometime next week, you and I will invite your family, we'll invite your teammates, Coach Wandry and the staff, and we'll meet at that pick and save across the street from Brookfield Central. I've got a beautiful award for you, and congratulations on being this week's Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week.
Thank you. That sounds amazing. I appreciate you guys having me on.
You got it. That's Andrew Rohde. Again, man, he's averaging 33 a game. If you haven't had a chance to see him play, get out and see him play. It's not like he's sneaking up on anybody. People know he's getting the ball. People know he's the guy that's going to shoot the ball. But they're trying to do what they can to stop him. But so far, so good for him and the people over at Brookfield Central. We're going to get you a break. Other side of the break. Before I get you a break, I've got something going on with football today.
Yeah, we have a couple of NFL playoff games today, Mike. Bengals and Raiders first at 2:30, I believe. Or is it 3:30 Central Time? Then you got the Bills and the Patriots tonight. No Packer game, unfortunately, but what can you do? And if you want to cash in during the pro football playoffs, try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs will post 10 props. Simply create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Plus, just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. That's BetQL.com/props. Today, Mike, Joe Mixon over under 91.5 rushing yards.
I traded him off my fantasy team.
I'm going over.
I got a third-round pick for him, I think.
It's there you go.
When I knew about midway through the year, I had no shot. I had no shot, so I started trading a few of the guys, and he was one of
Sometimes
them.
Sometimes you have to do that, unfortunately.
You got to unload him.
Sometimes just, you got to rebuild.
I don't think I scored over 70 the rest of the year. What's the number, 91?
91.5 rushing yards, over or under.
I would.
I'm going over.
I'll go under.
Go under?
Yeah.
28 degrees in Cincinnati today.
A bottle of water is what we're betting. You might not be here next week. The following week, bottle of water.
Okay.
Whoever loses has to buy the other one. I want one of those bottles from Quick Trip, by the way.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, thank you. I will keep that in consideration.
I'm hoping he goes.
Because you'll probably beat me.
I hope he goes for 90. That'd be the best. That'd be the best, man.
Maybe he'll go for 91.5 and it'll push.
91 would even be better if I could beat you by a half. Hey, other side of the break, our UW Credit Union Team of the Week. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM, The Fan.
What team stood out from the rest? What team took their game to another level on the field, court, or in their community?
Because these are my streets.
Let's find out who is this week's UW Credit Union Team of the Week. UW Credit Union, for secure mobile banking that's easy to use. Join UW Credit Union.
I want to thank UW Credit Union for sponsoring this segment. Mitch, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, boy.
November 23rd. That seemed like a really long time ago.
Weekend before Thanksgiving.
That's how long ago. That's the last time the Mighty Spartan girls basketball team.
Wow.
Lost.
Wow. That's a heck of a run.
That's a long time ago.
What's that about, 20 games?
I was thinner and better looking back then, I think. Yeah, it's been a while. And I got to tell you, I'm a fan of Corey Shields. I used to coach at the school, and Corey's the athletic director and girls basketball coach, and I would watch him from afar and how he ran practice and how he ran this really good program. And it's my pleasure to invite Corey Shield, the head basketball coach, the girls basketball coach at Martin Luther, on today. They've got a game today at Racine Prairie. They did a 4 o'clock tip. And I said, just give me a couple minutes. He said, you got it. Our UW Credit Union Team of the Week. The Lady Spartans from Greendale, Martin Luther. Coach, congratulations. How you been?
Thanks, Mike. I've been good. Nice to hear from you. It's been a long time since we've chatted, and I heard I missed you last week at a couple grade school games, my wife had told me. So sorry I missed you.
Yeah, no problem. Yes, I'll tell you what. That's what I'm doing nowadays, pal. You know, just floating around to different grade school games and watching some of this and that. And I do miss some of the grind when it comes to high school. I got to tell you, Coach, you know, some good wins here recently. That win at Racine Lutheran certainly kind of jumped off the page at me. The win against Greendale on December 20th, win against Thomas More. There's been some close games at Lake Mills. Man, there's been a number of games here in the last couple of weeks that have come right down to the wire, and you guys getting the W.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of been that way the entire season. If you look early on, you know, the big win over Catholic Memorial was a one-point game back and forth, really close big win against Kakana. And, you know, that one out at Lake Mills and Thomas More, and I missed both of those games because I was out with COVID. So it just you know, I give a lot of credit to my coaching staff, who's been around, and Coach Amling did a great job leading the girls through those two games. But to come through those two, and that was a tough week, I was very proud of our team and our coaching staff to do that. And we've been blessed to go on a pretty nice run here. And, yeah, a lot of close games. Teams are trying to throw everything but the kitchen sink at us, I feel like, when we go play them. So it's just always extra preparation, and the girls got to know it's not going to be just a normal game, I think, every time we go out.
Yeah, and you know what happens, too, is, you know, all of a sudden teams start spending a little bit more time, you know, watching film, a little bit more time, you know, taking away what you guys do. The game today against Racine Prairie is a really big game, you know, for this conference as far as who's going to be on top of the conference. How do you feel about today's game, Coach?
Yeah, I got to tell you, when you sent me that the text today, or you're talking about the team of the week stuff, and I was going to be like, can we just wait till later today?
Don't say Monday? Anything. Hey, just so you know, it goes Friday to Friday. Yeah, okay, Saturday starts the new week. Just so you know, the UW Credit Union team of the week is for what you guys have done here the last week. Today will start a new week. I wouldn't even tell the girls about this thing until you're riding home after, you know, maybe hopefully you get yet another W and say, hey, look, here's what happened a little bit earlier. But the fact that, you know, for me personally, to look at what you guys have done here recently, and, you know, you beat Catholic Central, Racine Lutheran, obviously, last week, and Dominican. Just been playing really, really well. And I would probably just keep this between you and I until next week when I come over with that trophy.
That was my plan, definitely. But today is definitely a tough one to see who's going to be atop the conference after today. And this Prairie team, they're young, they're hungry, well-coached. You know, they got the new freshman, they got a new coach in this year who's doing a great job. And that team plays hard. And you know, been pushing it to the girls all week as we prepared these past 3 days, that it's nothing's a cakewalk. And any gym we walk into or any team that comes into our gym, they are ready for us and they want to take us down. And just trying to push that through, that you're never going to walk into a gym thinking you have a game. And it's going to be a good one this afternoon. And I feel prepared. I feel the girls are ready. And I just hope we come and we do what we've been working on. And we take care of business. And I tell you, it doesn't get any easier after this. Next week, we get a nice little non-conference tilt against Eisenhower on Wednesday. And then we finish up the rest of our conference schedule. So we've played hard teams all year. We've scheduled hard all year. Four games like today. And to get to this point, obviously, to prepare us for the end of February and March.
Well, and playing at the Prairie School, you know, if you've never been to that facility, it's just an absolutely gorgeous facility. And sometimes kids get, you know, they start looking around, they look in the locker room, and then you walk out and the art department is right across the hall, and they've got the dance recital place down the hall, and then you get into that gym, and it really is a big facility it's a beautiful facility, but sometimes it's a difficult place to play.
Oh, without a doubt. The court's a little bit longer. And the girls understand, know that, and feel like they get tired a little bit quicker, and you got a little bit of a shooting background, a little different. And you know, all the years we've been playing at Prairie now, I always feel that their teams have shot well in their own gym, which they should.
Yeah, they should. Well, Corey, thanks for coming on. Up leading into today, our UW Credit Union Team of the Week, and I'll tell you what, it'll be even sweeter when I come over on Monday or Tuesday with this award if you guys can get one today. Good luck today. I look forward to seeing you in person, Coach. It's been a while.
Yeah, definitely. I hope when we see you Monday or Tuesday, it's a really good thing. And I'll shoot you a text after today's game, let you know how things went.
That's awesome. He's Corey Scheel, head basketball coach for the Lady Spartans at Greendale Martin Luther, our UW Credit Union Team of the Week. Boy, Mitch, good show. Busy show.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah. I mean, all these prop bets that are going on, I got, let's figure this
over
out.
At betql.com/props. Yep. Yep.
And I've got Joe Mixon under 91.5. Give me another one.
Stephon Diggs tonight's game, Bills and Patriots, over under 6.5 receptions.
Guess who traded him this year?
You.
I had Mixon and Diggs.
So do you traded everybody this year?
Yeah. I had them both on my team.
How many leagues are you in?
Two, well, one, really, two, but that one is here. But I didn't get to pick my team, so I didn't even consider that as a team. But
of
just
course,
one.
Of course.
Just one. What is the Diggs bet?
6.5 Over under 6.5 catches for him tonight. I would probably go under.
I would take over.
Okay.
So wow. Look at us. We might better get a third one in here.
Tom Brady tomorrow at noon. They play the Eagles. Over under 294.5 passing yards. So almost 300.
Yeah, give me another one. I don't like that one.
Okay. Debo Samuel, over under 36.5 rushing yards. Now, he's a receiver.
Yeah, I would.
But he runs a lot. I think I'm going to go over on that one.
Give me another one because I might go over.
Let's go Dak Prescott, over under 2.5 passing touchdowns.
I'll take under on that.
Yeah, I think I would too. I agree with you on that one.
Give me one more. We got to get a third.
Real quick, one more. Travis Kelce. Of course, the Chiefs tight end, 87.5 receiving yards, over under.
You pick.
I'm going to go over.
I'll take under. That's it. Kelce's not going over. 87.5?
Yep, 87.5.
We got a bottle of water on this thing.
Well, there we go.
And not a small one. I want one of those big jugs if I win.
And everybody can play those bets on betql.com/props. So go check those out if you're listening.
Well done. Guys, thank you so much. What a good show, Mitch. Yeah, you kept me on the tracks today, brother. You did good.
Someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. This is the Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on 1250 AM The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.